Don't remind me, Benny muttered. You know, said Carla, Billy the Kid had his trial at the county courthouse in my old hometown. Years later, they made the courthouse into a Billy the Kid gift shop. A gift shop? For a criminal? There's a lot of history in Old Mesilla, Carla said. You'll see. Outside the restaurant, Ray slept in the shade. Benny knelt next to him and unwrapped a piece of cornbread he had saved in a paper napkin. Benny put it in front of Ray and vigorously shook the last crumbs from the napkin. Instantly, Ray awoke and quickly ate his treat. Okay, Carla called out, get back in the car. Benny couldn't believe she had not been back to visit New Mexico since she'd married his dad. The two had met at the University of Minnesota. His parents divorced 3 years ago. Benny had thought she might move back to the Southwest. If I did that, you wouldn't be able to grow up with both your parents, she had told him. So Carla had stayed in Minnesota. She taught part-time and wrote her novels. Benny lived 1 week with his dad, then 1 week with his mom. During the last part of the drive, Benny crawled into the back seat. He was so tired that he fell asleep with his head on Ray's belly. As he slept, Benny dreamed that he dove into Blue Hole Springs. Billy the Kid chased him on a horse. He was wearing a scuba mask. At the bottom of the lake, Benny saw his home in Minneapolis. Benny's face was wet. He woke up to find Ray licking him. Carla was standing over him and whispering gleefully, "We're here."